The mettle of Occupy protesters in Fairbanks is being tested as the mercury dips well below zero. The temperature dropped to minus 38 this morning, but as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, Occupy Fairbanks has not been frozen out.
The extreme cold has not deterred a small group of Occupy Fairbanks protesters from maintaining their vigil at a downtown park. Protester Beth Hughes says she's outfitted to continue the effort regardless of how cold it gets.
A down one-piece snow machine suit and my gloves and hand warmers and my Wolverine mittens. I'm ready.
Hughes says she's not about to give up on the Occupy protest, a movement she says she's been waiting her whole life for.
I missed out on the 60s. And with all the people that have been dedicated to this, in the lower 48, we're small here, we're Fairbanks, Alaska, but I believe this is just a ripe opportunity to really make a statement.
At least one Occupy protester has been on hand 24/7 for the last month at Fairbanks Veterans Memorial Park. A few days ago, as the temperature began to dip, they set up a small canvas tent with a wood stove inside. The tent may violate an agreement with the borough that members of Occupy Fairbanks not camp at the park. University of Alaska student Ethan Sinzabaugh says the tent is necessary to maintain the protest.
We were told we're allowed to stay and peacefully assemble and protest and have our signs up and everything, but if someone leaves, then it all has to go down and we have to take everything away. In order to maintain a presence here and to keep warm, especially, it's not even to sleep, it's we just need warmth and shelter. And that's why it's like, you know, to deny us this means you're going to take away our ability to peacefully assemble, and we feel that goes against the Constitution.
Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins says he's weighing protesters' rights against borough parks and recreation rules.
We have park regulations that say you can't camp, no fires. So there's a balancing here between what people can assemble, and they have a right to assemble, but then we also have to ensure that park rules are followed and there's no camping. So are people staying overnight in the tent? Are they warming up? And we got to get that clarified. But a tent sitting there with a wood stove in it, to me, certainly looks like camping.
Mayor Hopkins says he believes the borough has some legal ground to challenge Occupy Fairbanks' use of the park if it violates borough regulations.
People have the right to assemble, but as decisions have been, you know, in the higher court system, is that it can be called out time and space specific. So we have to make sure that there's a clearer understanding than there is right now, I guess, on what can occur in the park.
Hopkins says he plans to meet with Occupy members to talk about the situation. Sinzabaugh says Occupy Fairbanks is not a recreational activity, but an effort to get out a serious message about corporate influence in our political system. He says he feels solidarity with Lower 48 Occupy protesters who have been subject to government crackdowns.
We all have this frustration with how things have been going, and now we're finally taking a stand and watching it get clamped down for various different reasons. It's, you know, we're here to support the movement down in the Lower 48 as well. It's like we want to show them, look, guys, even way up here in like Fairbanks, Alaska, right close to the Arctic Circle, we're doing our thing.
Sinzabaugh says he's balancing the protest with a night job in school and is prepared to delay his graduation a semester to continue the Occupy Fairbanks protest. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.